Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. We've got a very special guest joining us on today's interview hour. Obviously, if you're a regular to the show, you will know we love to take a serious interest in international artists, what they're doing, and obviously the tunes that are absolutely banging on the international stage. Today, we're going to get into a very exciting conversation with someone who I have reacted to on YouTube, someone whose tune is doing absolute bits right now. Man Like Harry Song joins us on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. Amazing. I'm glad we're doing this today. I'm excited. This is the beginning of the year, so there's a lot in the box. So I'm good. Let's go. Excellent, man.
That's what we loved here. It's great to get you on the phone. Obviously, I've been kind of following what you've been doing for the last few months in particular. Obviously, you've got a kind of decorated background before that. So just for the kind of UK fans here who may not have heard of what you're doing, do you want to give us a bit of background on your sound, your sort of history as a musician, just so people can find out exactly who Harry Song is?
Harry Song is. My name is Harry Singitario Kiri. I'm a Warri boy from Delta State, Nigeria. I'm an Ijaw boy. Then my music is Afro-pop. Infusion of dance and a lot of melodies put together. My roots was R&B jazz. I was a music director for 10 years in Church of God Mission. I started music in church with my mom. I'm the only child of my parents. Basically, music is what I do. It's my life, you know. So I've been doing music for more than 10 years now, and just coming to the limelight. It's been crazy, but at the same time, it's been great for me. I enjoyed the whole process of building, and I'm getting to this level. It's been amazing, basically.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I mean, obviously, as you said, you've been in the game for a long period of time. There's been a really kind of huge turning point in the last few months, which seems to have just made everything absolutely skyrocket, which we are going to get into. But the first thing I want to kind of ask is, what have you noticed as has been the kind of biggest difference for you since, obviously, Shino's landed and had the impact that it's had?
The international acceptance outside Africa, the Nigeria scene, has been amazing for Shino's. I think there's something very, very, very extraordinarily unique about Shino's, because from America, the numbers have been increasing. In the UK, the numbers have been increasing. So I just think there's something very unique about the song. It's just 7 days now. We're hitting millions in platforms and YouTube. The video is being amazing. The acceptance is just crazy. I know a good song when I hear one. I'm a writer, I'm a music director and a vocal coach, so I know a good song when I hear one. I know that she knows is a good song, but I didn't know that it was going to be like this. So, it's been surprising to me the way people are really loving the vibe. The acceptance outside the African scene, Nigeria scene, it's crazy. It's crazy, but I'm loving it.
Awesome, man. That's what we love to hear. And it's great to obviously see that kind of global acceptance. Obviously, at the moment, we are seeing a lot more of a kind of global, I suppose, appreciation for a lot of music across the African continent from loads of different places as well. Do you think that's kind of making an effect on, obviously, the success that we're seeing from Shino's? Because it's obviously great to see.
Yes, yeah, I think so. You know, Afrobeat's being accepted around the world right now because of my other brothers that have been doing amazing, representing us as ambassadors around the world. Talking about Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy, the rest of them, Fireboy, Olamide, and the rest of them. It's like a ladder to just climb when you already have a platform and you have the right products that's falling on the platform. So the acceptance has been crazy. So she knows it's like a yes to the fans outside the African scene, you know. So it's like they've been waiting for it. It's like they've been waiting for this record to just drop from a Harry Song, you know. So it's like a yes, 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 and welcome, bro. We've been waiting for you, you know. So yeah, the feeling is just 100.
Awesome, man. I mean, that must be such a kind of cool thing, again, to kind of see that success after obviously such a long time kind of working away, and then for it to suddenly flip. Like, it must be crazy your end at the moment in regard just the amount of stuff piling in.
Yes, it's crazy because of the kind of songs they used to know me for, soul songs, infusions of some traditional beat culture, high life. But this is an infusion of, but in English, R&B, and the music is just pure, you know. The music is pure, it's sweet, melodies are catchy, sticks when you listen to Shino's from the intro to all the verses and how we structured the music. You know, it's an amazing piece. You know, so I think we got this 100. We got it right.
Definitely. I definitely think so. And I think you can see that from the kind of success that it's getting. And obviously off the back of that as well, two names that you've mentioned there in regards to getting involved with it. Obviously, it's a collaborative tune. There's a lot of other kind of vocals on there. How did you first link up with the two collaborators on this one? Because obviously they're both doing absolute bits. They're names that you've kind of already paid homage to. So how did that conversation first come about?
Yeah, Olamide is my friend. We close, you know. This is like the third collaboration we're doing. Me and Olamide, we did my first song together. It's called I'm in Love. You should check that out. I'm in Love remix with Olamide. The second one is was reggae and blues. Reggae blues. After the reggae, play the blues. So we did that together with Olamide and a couple of other artists. And this is the third one. We spoke, like, it's been a while. We come together and create the magic. We want to do this together. No, Fireboy wasn't in the picture. We were in the studio and we were together vibing, and Fireboy and we talked about the vibe of what Fireboy brings. I said, come on, we need Fireboy. I know Fireboy is Fireboy. Fireboy is actually on fire.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy at the moment. It's crazy.
That dude is crazily talented. He's crazily talented. I give it to Fireboy any day, anytime. And because we started the old vibe and we said we wanted to do something together, and Fireboy came in, Fireboy killed it from the beginning of the song, even almost to the end, before we have to create a space to say we want to voice. You know, it's amazing. So Olamide has been my friend for a very long time. He's been my guy for a very long time. You know, so we got together, and here, this is the magic that we've given to the world.
Amazing. And obviously, kind of following on from that, we've then seen both the success of the single Land. It's had this global appreciation, but then obviously 7 days ago, we saw the launch of the actual video. How fun was that to put together? Obviously, knowing how popular the tune already was, how fun was that actual video shoot to put together?
It was. We had like 50 models on set, you know, to create, because the video we portrayed the independent woman, you know, the woman that understands what it means to actually be a woman, the African woman. That's what we portrayed on the She Knows video. And every of the models that were on set that day came on the runway with their 100. You know, they killed it. You know, we were supposed to have like, you know, different set of girls, but even the first 50 that we had on set, shot by Cardoso, were amazing African women that of purpose. They it's just like they've listened to the song over and over again, and they brought blessings on set. When we saw the final cut of the video, it was a yes for myself, Olamide, and Fireboy. We didn't have any reason to say, go and do this and do that again. We just saw it and we loved it. It was everything. And that's why the viewer.
Amazing, man. Amazing. Kind of going through it then, obviously, the success of the video, as we've just seen, as you said earlier, it's hit a million plays in that first kind of week. It's crazy. Did you expect that to happen after even the success of the actual single drop? Did you still expect it to kind of have that? Oh, here's another million.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, because we thought, okay, maybe in 1 month, because we have, like, you know, Harrisong, Olamide, Fireboy. Okay, maybe in 1 month we'll see how it grows. But it's just 1 week. It's just 7 days, and we're over a million already. So in 1 month we should get into some magic numbers. I don't know, but this is a yes for me. Around the UK and America and some of the African countries, for She Knows to actually feel the blessing that this song has brought.
Amazing. Yeah, it's definitely a tune that I've been enjoying playing. Obviously, I've been playing it every day on radio for the last couple of weeks. It's been fantastic to see. And obviously, the response we get to it when we play it, people message in all the time and say, yeah, this is what is this tune? If we haven't heard it, if they haven't heard it already, they're very, very keen to kind of find out what the tune is. And the appreciation is definitely there. And it's because it's a banger. Let's be real. It's just because it is a solid banger that people want to hear. And it has that accessibility on a kind of global scale. Now, following on from that, we want to know what's next, obviously, for yourself. This you're on this current crazy train of the success of this tune. Where are things going in 2022? Because obviously it's looking like it's going to be a crazy year for a lot of people. That sort of sense of global appreciation is there. What's next for Harry Song this year?
What's next for Harry Song this year? I have a project that is going to drop after She Knows. It's an album. It's called God Amongst Men. It's the album of the year, God Amongst Men. I'm putting my life on this one now because the expectations are way, way high because of She Knows. We're going back. As I'm talking to you after this interview, I'm going back to the studio to record, to write. Direct, I'm telling you this. People are waiting for me right now. So we're going back to the studio to make sure that we give the world one of the best albums of the year. It's called God Amongst Men. After that, then there's a tour around the world, Harry Song World Tour. So it's a back-to-back-to-back walk till the end of 2022.
Fantastic stuff, man. Well, I've got to say, it's been great getting you on the line. It's been great to kind of grab you out of the studio for a few minutes just to have a conversation with you about what's going on. And it's been absolutely fantastic to kind of see the enthusiasm as well, more than anything else, and the kind of appreciation for this tune on a global level. It's been great to link up as well, dude. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We are live on Trickstar Radio. This has been Harry Song.
This one, fresh out the oven. Trickstar.